This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Last weekend, I had the opportunity to walk in the Big Woods State Park in Nerse Strand, Minnesota. Our frozen tundra that was the upper Midwest gave us a glimpse of warm weather. Phew, we needed that respite. While there, a friend who lives in the area told my husband and I that the roped-off areas were to protect the Minnesota dwarf trout lily, an endangered species. The regular trout lily is all through those woods, and it's lovely. It's also not endangered, but the little fellas are. The Minnesota dwarf trout lily is a federally endangered forest wildflower found in Rice, Goodhue, and Steele counties in Minnesota. Because it's known only from this small area, the dwarf trout lily is considered a Minnesota endemic, which means a species that grows in Minnesota and nowhere else on Earth. Wow! The rarity of the dwarf trout lily is probably best explained by its unusual mode of reproduction. Unlike many flowering plants, the dwarf trout lily almost never produces seed. Instead, it grows from an underground bulb that renews itself annually. Population sizes only increased when the underground stem of a flowering plant produces a single offshoot runner bearing a new bulb. Because only a small proportion of all plants flower in any given year, only about 1/10 of all plants actually produce new offspring in a given season. Like all natives, the Minnesota dwarf trout lily has its own specific niche in the ecosystem and relationships to other plants and animals with which it lives. As such, it's part of the whole, a part whose unknown utility is best addressed in the words of Wisconsin conservationist Aldo Leopold. The first rule of intelligent tinkering is to save all the parts. I'll have pictures and more information on this tiny darling of the spring woodlands on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.